Welcome back to Two Girls in the World. I'm Vic.
And I'm Charlie.
Hello.
You always do that.
I know. I never know where to go.
I know, it's always, you always just go hello after it.
We've made a bit of a pact where we don't discuss much now during the week, so we actually have something to talk about during this part of the podcast.
And when Vic comes, we don't chat for like a good few hours and then start the podcast. We've done that the past few times.
It's hard though.
It is
hard. Because I feel like in day-to-day life, I do give you a general like rundown of my every movement.
Yes. Same.
And I've just not. So tell me, what have you been doing?
This weekend?
Yeah.
What have I done? Oh my God. I know it was Monday last night, but I went to Six by Nico.
Oh.
I've literally gone like three times in the past 4 months.
Really? 5 months.
We got two vouchers.
Right, okay.
And then we'd gone ourselves before we got the two vouchers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was the Murder on the Midnight Express.
Oh.
Yeah, although I've gone off Six by Nico now.
Oh, really?
I mean,
if you go four times in like 3 months.
Yeah, I'm just a bit like, because do you know what? I think I've noticed each time we've gone, you're getting less and less food. I used to be quite satisfied after a Six by Nico. Like, you know, I feel like it was like good enough to fill you up. Not anymore. Unless I'm just getting greedier.
Did you do the wine flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always got to do a wine flight. So that was nice. Did that. What did I do at the... Oh my God, I can't even think. That's just the only thing that's in my head because it's yesterday.
I'm trying to think if I know what you did this weekend. No.
No.
You seem to be working on our podcast deck all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to be really pro. Like, really pro. Charlie's made us a podcast deck. Guys, we've got meetings for this podcast tomorrow. Like, things are happening and we're a bit like, we don't have a clue what we're doing.
I know. I was like, Vic, I'll bring my briefcase.
I'm like the in-betweeners. Should we turn up in suits?
It is. By the way, it's video call, so...
It's just so funny. Like,
Oh my God, should we both put like a tie on and be like, hello?
And glasses.
Yeah.
Get my blue light glasses.
Yes.
Oh no, it makes me laugh. It actually really makes me laugh.
Me too, when I think about it. We've got a meeting.
Oh, hell.
What did you do?
I feel like I did a lot, but I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
Like, what did I do Friday? Oh, I went to watch Bridget Jones. Oh my God. I loved it so much. It's one of... Usually with films these days, they're very long. Do you find?
Films
are starting to... They used to be about an hour and a half, and now I find about 3 hours.
Yeah.
But...
I got it when it was like Lord of the Rings or something, but now it's like just your normal rom-coms, 3 hours.
And they've got no business being that long.
No.
So this was one of the first films I've watched in a very long time where I've thought, I don't want it to end. Or it was just, I'm not joking, you're crying. It's
would
so
I
sad.
Cry though?
No, I think you would.
Do you?
Yeah, Dom said, when we're walking in, she was like, oh, one of my clients said she watched it the other day. She said it wasn't even that sad. And I'm crying within like 5 minutes. We both are. Everyone is. It's all girls, all women sat there with a wine, crying. And I'm like...
stop. I want to go see it.
I know. And I said to Dom, your client is a cold-hearted bitch. How the hell did she not cry at this film? So
was her client me?
No, I honestly, I think
no,
he
and
would.
I'm softer now anyway. Aren't
yeah,
I?
You are.
Yeah, since Richie.
Yeah, so it's one of those where you'll be laughing loads, but like fully laughing out loud, mm-hmm. and then the next minute you're crying, and it's this full-on emotional.
Love that.
I do.
I love
anything that can make me feel my feels in like the biggest way possible.
Yeah,
and
like you love to cry at a book.
I love to cry. Like if I don't cry at a book, it doesn't get 5 stars. So anyway,
if I cry at a book, someone's ready to check me into an institution.
But yeah, it was amazing. So I went there on Friday. Saturday, I had a really busy day. Like, I went to a sound cradle.
Oh, I saw that. I would have loved to do that.
Oh, you would.
Oh, God. I just don't have the freedom to just do stuff anymore.
I know. But maybe they're always on a Saturday. Well, a Friday or a Saturday. So maybe in future we can get...
What am I talking about? What? Guess what I did on Sunday?
What did you do on Sunday?
I went to Pilates at Block.
Sorry?
Yeah, loved it.
What? I can't believe you didn't tell me. Do you know what? I actually feel a little bit offended. Like every time Mike says, oh, Charlie's been in the gym today. And I'm like, oh, she didn't tell me.
Aww.
She didn't tell me she was going.
Sorry.
But what the hell? Sorry. You went to Pilates up.
Right. So obviously it happened in a very weird way. Kathy has, is it ClassPass? I don't
know.
ClassPass. ClassPass, yeah. And she was like, she's got lots of stuff going on with the house. I think like some decorators were coming and she'd already booked on and I think she didn't
Kathy
want to...
Kathy is a Pilates girl?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, she is. Right. Only newly, but she, do you remember, she broke her back. So it really helps with like, you know, she's not a gym girl at all, but she started Pilates. Anyway, so she was like... do you want to go as me to my class or whatever? I don't know if it's... She didn't want to cancel or couldn't because she'd... I don't know how it worked.
Right.
But I was like, let me ask. Like, and I was like, can I go to Pilates? And he's like, yeah. So I went and it was great. And like, just even just driving into town like myself and just like walking to it. And I just was like, I don't know. It was just lovely.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah.
You know, Dom works there.
Yeah,
she teaches Pilates. Yeah, but
I said, who's the instructor? Because I know, but yeah, no, it was somebody else. But I really, really loved it.
So I don't know if we're going to do something about International Women's Day today or next week.
Let's do it today.
Right.
You've just brought it up. So
okay.
Come on.
Well, so I actually, I read about this study.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, actually. I didn't read anything. I watched about this.
I read this study, had my glasses on. Did you have your tie on and your glasses?
I watched someone talk about a study on TikTok. And
I love it. I do that. I'm like, I read these statistics. Yeah. I like hit it like to my husband and he's like, where did you read these statistics? I'm like, well, I might have listened to them on TikTok.
Yeah. But anyway, right. So this woman was talking about this study. And it was this study where these researchers got a group of people to stand at the bottom of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to basically size up the hill and say how steep they felt the hill looked to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of people who were stood there by themselves.
Sorry, like... It's very, very steep.
Yeah, so they'd be like, they might have had to rate it maybe out of 10.
Right,
like,
okay.
Is it a very, very steep hill?
Okay.
Is it, you know, fine? Is it not steep at all? And there were people stood there by themselves and there were people stood there with a friend. And what the study shown was the people who were stood there by themselves rated the hill as being super ridiculously steep, like they would find it really hard to hike, and the people who were stood there with their friends didn't think it looked too steep at all. And they were basically saying it as like a metaphor. Why do I think I'm gonna cry? Are your eyes watering because you're getting emotional?
No. They're watering because just... I think I have something in it. I was just like, oh my God.
So it's like a metaphor for life that if you're going through something like by yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna find it a lot harder. But if you go through something with a friend, it's like the mountain isn't as steep. Why am I crying?
God.
And so it made me think of like my mountains right now.
You're making me get upset.
No. Like,
oh my God.
And I genuinely
it's because
don't.
I'm looking at you and you're crying. And I feel like I need to look at you because we're having a conversation.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect tears to shed. I feel like I couldn't be going through my mountains right now without you. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh my God.
Right, now you say something nice to me.
Something nice to you. No, I'm joking. I can't believe... I've thought about this before. I can't believe how unbelievably good you are as a friend. No, you are like... I feel like you've never, ever done wrong as a friend and you are the most incredible friend, especially because, you know, when people have a baby, things really change and relationships change. And you've just been unbelievable, like, to me and to Richie. Like, the amount of times you just be like, when can I see you this week? I'm like, I've not even fucking asked anything to do with your life in about 3 weeks. And you're like, when can I see you this week? When can I do this? Like, bringing me food and, like, stuff like that. And I think I'm just really, really proud of the friend you are, because I know from stuff you've said previously about, like, your attachment style and you're like you're quite avoidant and you would run away from things. I just think you're the most incredible friend. Oh. I do. Oh. Like, you can do no wrong.
I mean, as a friend, I can.
No, you can't. Well, you haven't done me wrong so far, and I can't imagine it. Like, I just feel like you don't. You might do wrong. You might, I don't know.
I
might not be the best.
Be a bit of a cunt sometimes.
Well, I don't think so.
No, maybe to, like, other people.
That's what I mean. Maybe you are. But but to me, like, I'm just so proud of the friend you are to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you are. You're like a little angel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you not think that about yourself to me?
No, I think I am a good friend.
You are. Literally the best.
Yeah, I think I'm a good friend. I think I can be a good friend in general. Like, I genuinely want everyone in my life to succeed and know that they're amazing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think sometimes I worry if I'm like too self-centered or something like that. And I don't know if that kind of comes from feeling like I was too self-centered growing up, like, or kind of being told that I was being too self-centered, so I'm really conscious of it.
Yeah.
In, like,
well, you're not
way.
Now, I don't think.
Okay, that's reassuring. Do you know what I used to say to my therapist?
Because I don't think it's that common to be, like, an absolutely unbelievable friend. Sometimes people have one. You can have a group of friends, they're friends, but, like, to have someone that's like, does no wrong and, like, hits the nail on the head, like, every time, with, like, whether it's advice or just being there for you, I think it's rare to have, like, a friend like that.
Yeah,
but I have one.
And so do I, and I'm really grateful. Like, honestly, I would, like, really struggle with, like, the whole trying to conceive stuff, especially if I didn't have you to air my every thought. Aww. To, like, you've helped me so, like, you do help me so much with it. You help keep me really stable.
Oh,
and
really?
Also, I feel like I'm not living in my head with everything that is going through my head. I'm able to voice it to someone, and I don't think, well, I know for a fact a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm really, really am grateful for you. So we've had a lot of lighthearted lols on the podcast so far. And today we're ready to get a little bit deeper. We want to discuss a topic that almost all women will experience at different stages of their life, and that's body image. So this episode comes with a couple of disclaimers. First of all, there might be discussions of eating disorders and disordered eating. If that's something that's going to trigger you, you might want to check out of this episode and tune back in next week. And we also want to acknowledge that we are two straight-sized women talking about the huge topic that is body image. We're going to be discussing this topic purely from personal experience. We're not professionals. So if there's anything that you feel affected by in this episode, we're going to pop a few links in the show notes for places to go to for any kind of help and advice. With that said, let's go. We're both feeling a bit nervous about this episode.
I just always feel a bit like I can speak on whatever I feel, but I'd hate to say something so wrong on a topic that can be a bit, you know. But you've been on, like, a massive journey with your body, haven't you?
Yeah.
Like, I have never, like, loved my body. Like, I've never been in love with it. Not that I actually know anyone that has ever even made that statement. Or, like, I don't even know if I know anyone that does love the body. But do you love your... I fucking love your body. Do you love your body?
So, I love my body with my whole heart.
What?
But...
Sorry.
When I set out to love my body, so this was, you know, when I had an eating disorder and I was in the trenches with that, and I absolutely hated everything about myself. Mm-hmm. I thought to love my body was to look in the mirror and love the way that I looked. Mm-hmm. And so when I have loads of pictures of myself, like literally the reason why we first met is because I wanted a naked photo shoot to celebrate this love that I had for my body. But mm-hmm. realistically, like, that wasn't me loving my body. Mm-hmm. That was, I guess, me trying to feel more confident in my body. Mm-hmm. But what I know now for, like, self-love and, like, love for my body to feel like, it's this deep level of gratitude that I have for my body. Like, I have taken my body to hell and back, mm-hmm. and it still shows up for me every single day, and for that I am eternally grateful. And that's what, like, I genuinely, do you know when you think of someone you love, yeah. like, when I think of all the reasons why I'm so grateful for my body, I feel that, like, fullness in my heart.
Yeah.
And I think, like this is something we haven't yet discussed that much about on the podcast, but, like, right now I'm trying to conceive, mm-hmm. and I think because a lot of the love that I have developed for my body comes from that place of, like, look at all these things my body's done for mm-hmm. me, even though I know that I'm still in the really early stages of this journey, I think my subconscious mind, you know, every time I come on my period, mm-hmm. is like, your body's not doing what your body's meant to do for you. Mm-hmm. And so even though I know that it is, and I know that yeah. it naturally takes, you know, it can take, it's normal for it to take up to a year for people yeah. to get
and
pregnant.
Hold on, it's not just your body that
it's, and yeah, I know. It's my,
yeah, it's, you know, it's everything. Too. Yeah, yeah.
But my subconscious mind, and mm-hmm. that's, you know, I think for me to have developed an eating disorder, it's kind of proof that my subconscious mind can be really awful. Uh-huh. Like, and my mind can be like a devil.
Yeah.
One side of my mind, my subconscious mind.
Does that still sometimes happen? Do you ever still get those really, like, negative thoughts?
Yeah.
Do
but
you?
Mainly from about who I am as a person.
Not so much to do with your body.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think what I'm experiencing now is from a conscious point of view, mm-hmm. I still have that deep love for my body, and I know that my body is working in my favor. My body has always come through for me. Mm-hmm. I think from the subconscious point of view, mm-hmm. my body's like, well, you're not, you know, my mind is like, your body's not doing what it's meant to be doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's making
you're like,
me
shh, be quiet.
Yeah.
Stop
but
it.
That's making me have, like, the past few months more than ever, mm-hmm. I've experienced more, like, negative self-talk towards not just my body but my overall appearance. Uh-huh. And I know it's not true. Like, yeah. I know I look no different now to how I did in November, but my mind is just being a bit nasty
because it's
me.
A really massive journey that mm-hmm. you're starting,
yeah,
and it's just bringing up thoughts uh-huh. that you've had previously, maybe when you were also on a massive journey recovering.
Yeah.
And it's just that is that, like, where you're at with it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, the reason why I developed an eating disorder, a lot mm-hmm. of people say to me, is your eating disorder because you went to dance school? And they basically think that because I went to dance college.
Because they think, I get why some people think the two go hand in hand. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, dance school is very much about mm-hmm. your body and what it looks like and what it can do.
Yeah, absolutely. But the reason why I had an eating disorder wasn't because I went to dance school. The reason mm-hmm. why I had an eating disorder was because there was, you know, an event happened in my life when I was 18 and yeah. I felt so out of control of that situation. And I had grown up knowing, well, this belief about myself from being as young as that I can remember, that my appearance and my body was my biggest asset. Mm-hmm. It was something I was constantly told, like,
it's so dangerous, isn't it?
I know. And, like, that, yes, that did come from dance teachers and stuff like that. But a lot of it came from people who were close to me in my life. And mm-hmm. they thought, they were praising me. Like, yeah. they thought, yeah, you might not be academic, but you're gorgeous. You could be a model.
Yeah.
And so when I was going through that time in my life where I felt completely out of control, mm-hmm. for me, the one thing I can control is my body.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, if I work on that, then things are going to get better. But obviously, like, blaming my body for something that's going on in my mind isn't going to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
The wild one.
I love that. I love that you love your body like that. But what, as you were saying that, it made me actually think. So I say I've never loved my body. But what I mean is, like, I mean purely, like, aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, but I do. I do love my body, yeah. If we're talking about what your body can do, especially after carrying a human.
Yeah.
So I feel that more, mm-hmm. now. Like, I love that you feel that even before you've gone through that. Yeah. But you're going to go through that and it's going to go even more.
Yeah. But something I wanted to ask you was, when you were pregnant, mm-hmm. like, you would openly say, like, I love my pregnant body so much. And I think even now you'll say things like, or I wish I had my pregnant body again.
Miss my bump.
What do you think it was that made you? Because do you, was that?
Do you
was
want
that
the
because?
Real, like, really, like, basic answer? The real answer is something like, I'm indifferent about my body.
Yeah.
I don't give it too much airtime. Mm-hmm. I don't really think too much about it. But if I was to think, and you had to ask me what I don't like, it's always been my stomach, mm-hmm. area. It's where I hold fat.
Yeah.
I could have the, like, most gorgeous slim legs, but I'd always just wish that my belly was different.
Mm-hmm.
Get pregnant, got this, I now have, like, this big belly that I don't have to hide because it's bloody gorgeous and round and it's got my baby in it.
Yeah.
It really came from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally that I had, you'll notice I feel my best in, like, something that kind of skims over that area.
Yeah.
It's just how I am. That's how I feel good, and I will, like, kind of dress in that way.
Yeah.
But I was wearing things I would never wear because I wanted to, like, show off my bump,
yeah,
that I loved.
Yeah, you were wearing, yeah. like, all the tight dresses and stuff, and I loved it.
Yeah, because I just loved my bump. And mm-hmm. that is really the answer.
Yeah.
All just came down to my belly. Mm-hmm. Something that I would normally, naturally try to hide because that's how I feel better to dress. I didn't have to, and it just opened up a little mm-hmm. new world.
And it's almost like it's more acceptable to have a belly because you're pregnant,
yeah.
than it is to yeah. have a belly when you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
So how do you honestly feel about your body now postpartum? Is it partum or partrum?
Postpartum.
So yeah. Richie's 10 months.
10 months, yeah.
How are you feeling? And have you had any, like, up and down feelings about your body image since you've had your baby? Or what's that experience been like for you?
Do you know what? Like, okay, if we're talking about, yes, my body is worse in terms of how I see it in the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care. And if I do think for a minute, like, oh, or like, I just think, oh, it'd be nice if my belly was better.
Right.
But it isn't. And then I move on. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't give it that much airtime. But I do see people that, like, literally look like they haven't even housed kids when they've had multiple. And I think my first thought is, wow, like, nice. And then I go, oh, then maybe they'll have good genetics. And then I'll go, my last thought is to think that, oh, they've dieted and worked really hard, mm-hmm. for that, because I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
Because that is so not up on my list of priorities. That's my last thought, that when I say, if I see a picture of someone, I think, mm-hmm. oh, she's been in the gym every day, because I can't believe, but people do.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
might make them mm-hmm. feel good. But for me, like, how could I try and get my pre-baby body back when I'm not pre-baby?
Yeah.
I have a bit, life has changed. Mm-hmm. People try and get back to this life that they had before the baby. You hear it all the time, like, my pre-baby weight. But you have a baby now.
So you're never going to get there.
So no. Like, and I'm really accepting mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah.
I just think, oh yeah, my body's a bit worse, but, like, I'm a whole new person.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just, you said something. What did you say? It was at the start. You were like, oh, your subconscious mind comes in and you can talk negatively about yourself as a person.
Yeah.
when I think negatively about my body, like say if I'm in the mirror and I'm trying something, I've just done an ASOS order and I'm like, oh God, if I was a bit smaller there, this would look good.
Yeah.
And like, I'll have those thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't dwell on them because I literally just think, oh, but look at my long, gorgeous hair. Or I'm like, but do you know what? Like, I'm a really nice person. That is literally what I think that's where I go. And I just don't care enough. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think like life is full of like ups and downs, advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons, like whatever you want to call it. And I might see something on my body as something I don't really like, but then there's something I do really like. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not that big. There's things I like, there's things I don't like, and I don't think it's that bad if I don't like my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. End of. Let's move on. Yeah. Like, what else is there to it?
Yeah. It's not hindering your life.
No. And I think it's okay for me to not like it. Oh, I actually think it's weird when people are like, no, you have to love everything. Do I love everything in life? I can't love everything about my body. I love my feet. I think they're really nice feet. I like my teeth.
Yeah.
There's loads of things I like, and there's also things I don't like.
I love this, and I feel like I just want to put out there that a lot of people will know that I'm someone who's been on a big self-development journey. Like, you're not one of those people.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just talking, like, you know, my thoughts are just coming out.
But basically my point is, like, I have been on a huge journey with coaches and therapists. I've been on retreats, I've done all of this stuff to be in this place where I am now with the kind of mindset that I have, which is really similar to the mindset that you've just discussed. But I've done a lot to get here. Mm-hmm. You're just like this. Uh-huh. And I think it's such a breath of fresh air. Oh. And you're a bit of an anomaly for women as a gender. Is that right? Women as a race? Women as a... Yeah. Because it's so not normal for women to feel like that, mm-hmm. without having ever done anything about it. And like, I'm just interested to know, like, why you feel that you have that kind of mindset. Do you know what I mean? Because we're all exposed to the same kind of media and social media, and we all grew up watching the same films and TV shows and reading articles where they're picking apart like women who've got the most insane bodies.
Yeah.
So we've all been exposed to that.
I just feel good for them. Yeah. When they were like, as in, like, you know, if I see someone with an incredible body and I would measure it as like a lot better than mine, I just think, like, nice.
Good for you, like, Gil.
No, I do. Good for you, Gil. No, I do.
Where'd you get your body from?
Where'd you get your body from, eh?
Good for you, Gil.
That is the voice in my head. No, I do. I appreciate it. And I'm like, I don't know.
Women aren't your competition.
No.
No.
No. I'd think, oh, I want to take photos of you.
Yeah. Do you think, was your mum always really positive about her image? Like, did you ever experience your mum talking
negatively?
Yeah.
No.
No. Well, no. I think that plays a really big role in it.
Yeah. My mum's a really, really, really great role model.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she even consciously was trying to be a good role model body-wise.
Yeah,
my mum has cracking tits, I've always said. But that's what I mean. I'd be like, oh, mum, why have I not got your tits? And she'd be like, look at your legs. Oh, I'm like, yeah, look at my legs. Like, because, do you know what? My mum always said she had boobs. Like, cause I've just not, my boobs just aren't big. They're not small. They're not bad. Yeah. They're very... You wouldn't look twice at them.
Right.
They're just like, they're nice, actually. Yeah. They're not bad. But anyway, my mum has always had cracking boobs. She'd like get them out at parties.
Oh, yeah. We've all seen Jew's tits.
We've all seen Jew's tits. But she said she didn't get cracking tits until after she had me.
Right, okay.
So I'm there, like, rubbing my hands together, like, my time to shine. Got pregnant, boobs didn't change. I thought, you know, when I get pregnant, they'll get all, like, you know, big and juicy. Not really. Then Richie was born and I'm like, okay, now is it with the like, what's going to change that? No.
No.
They're still just the same old tits. Yeah, you know, you're very much like, accept your body how it is. I feel like that is the message you put out there. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it then criminal to want to lose some weight or change or like change your body composition or like, you know, have an aesthetic goal? Mm-hmm. Say if you, I don't know, if you've got like a holiday or something like that. Like, what do you think about that?
So I'm very much of the mindset that you do whatever the fuck you want to do with your body. Like, we haven't fought for the right to make choices about our body to not do what we want to do with our bodies. My only thing when it comes to weight loss, if somebody was to ask me about weight loss, I wouldn't be like, no, don't lose weight. Like, why you want to lose weight? You should just accept your body. I don't, that's not my approach at all.
I know something you've said. I've just remembered, actually. I'm sure what? We've had a conversation.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah, we will have. Because, you know, there's been times when you've been dieting and I'm not I'm not like Charlie. You like, I'm supportive.
You've said, oh, will that make you happy? I'm sure you've said, will that make you happy? And I've been like, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're like, you do whatever you think's going to make you happy. Is that right? I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, no, that's definitely part of the mindset. Like, mm-hmm. if you think it's going to make you happy, you do it. And when you get there, if you're not happy, then maybe we take another approach.
Yeah.
But also, if you are someone who's wanting to lose weight for an event or something like that, my only advice would be that you don't approach it from a point of view where you are restricting your food completely, you're punishing yourself in the gym and you're making it a really tedious process, because you might lose some weight, but you're going to have a miserable time while you're doing it. And I guarantee that after that event, you're going to gain the weight back again because you've not enjoyed the process. I think if you're somebody who wants to lose weight and it's like, that's what you're going to do, all I ask is that you approach it from a positive and kind point of view. And that might look like maybe weight loss isn't the thing that's at the forefront of your mind. Maybe the thing that's at the forefront of your mind is, how can I look after my body like I love my body? If you can't think of how you might treat yourself nicely because right now you're in a body and you really don't like the way that you look, like the thoughts that you have towards your body are so negative, you couldn't ever imagine treating yourself in a nice way. Think of a vulnerable person in your life, somebody who you love so much, and think about how you would treat them if you love them and you wanted them to be healthier in their life. So you would want to make sure that they're eating like a really well-balanced, varied diet with loads of nutrition, like nutritionally dense food. You'd want to be giving them like vegetable, like think about how you would feed Richie. You want him to be having his vegetables and make little things that he actually enjoys.
Yeah, like when my mum broke a foot, I was like constantly like looking at things that were good for like, or had calcium in or good for bones. And I was like making her food like to nourish her.
Yeah.
Do that to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you might want your protein and your vegetables and your carbs and your fats and all of that, but you also want to have it in a way that you enjoy, like make foods that you really enjoy. You don't just have to eat chicken, rice and veg. Like if you're eating in a way that you enjoy and you're fully focusing on nourishing yourself, it's going to feel a lot better for you. And then when it comes to movement, like somebody you really love, say, you know, but your mum, when she broke a foot, obviously she couldn't be very mobile, but as soon as she could be, I bet you was like, are you doing your physio exercises? Yeah. Or should we try and get out on like a couple minutes walk? Mm-hmm. You want the people you love to be moving, to be mobile, because
we know it's good to
you do. You know it's good for you.
Yeah.
And even better if you can find something that you enjoy, because if you was to see somebody that you love doing something that they enjoy, that would bring you joy as well. Mm-hmm. So like finding ways to move that you enjoy. And then I think the final thing is the way that you speak to yourself in the process. If you're constantly just putting yourself down, looking at yourself in the mirror saying, you fat bitch, like,
or being like, oh, I've not lost weight this week, or like, you know,
punishing yourself
like that
for it. It's we will naturally create a negative connotation with everything that we've done if we're speaking to ourselves in a really negative way. So how can you, in that process, the subconscious mind, like I said before, my subconscious mind can still jump in and say negative things towards me, but my conscious mind will know that who I am is better than that and who I am is good enough. So when it comes to your mind jumping in and being dead nasty to yourself, think, if somebody who I love was speaking to themselves in that way, what would I say to them? They might be like, I can't be good enough until I lose weight. And you can say, okay, you might want to lose weight if that's what's going to make you feel better. But just know that you are good enough and you are perfect as you are right now. And I think if you can approach your weight loss journey, if you're somebody who really wants to go on a weight loss journey, if you approach it in that way, it's going to make a massive difference for the process, but it's also going to create a more sustainable lifestyle for you.
Yeah.
That's my my honest thoughts when it comes to weight loss.
Yeah. I feel like there's no harm in going through a phase in your life if you're losing a bit of weight or changing your body in some way, even if it's for something. If that's all you take it for, that's just what I was doing. And it's fine to then, you know, naturally if you do put a bit of the weight back on, not resent it. It's just I just wanted at that point in my life, that just made me a little bit happier.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. But also I think, I guess kind of for you, if you, you might go on a bit of a weight loss journey to go on a holiday or something. It was not really a journey. You might just say you want to lose a bit of weight for a holiday. But I feel
never
if you
really
didn't.
Do.
No, but
I do.
No,
I'm
not saying
I do.
That.
I just,
but like,
I think
if you didn't, you wouldn't be like, oh, my holiday's going to be shit now.
Oh,
no. I can't be seen dead in a costume.
Oh, no.
Like, you don't have that kind of mindset, whereas it's like some people do. And I think it's recognizing that, I guess, going back to what you were saying at the start, knowing that your body isn't your biggest asset, and it's just a part of you. You've got so much more to give to the world, to everyone in your presence and to yourself, than the way that you look.
Yeah, I love that. I love that quote. Mm-hmm. Is it the least interesting thing about me is my body?
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I am so much more than my body.
Yeah, you are. We all are.
Yeah.
And I think for anyone who's maybe thinking, how the hell do I adopt that kind of mindset? Like, the type of work that I would do with people for this is work on what I would call your self-image. Like, you've probably heard this 25 times from being on my retreats.
Uh-huh.
But your self-image is your general, like, your overall self-concept. And that isn't just the way that you appear. It's your overall thoughts you have about yourself. If you have any really limiting thoughts, highlighting those and recognizing those, and by limiting I mean your negative thoughts, recognizing what they are, really getting real with yourself and saying, are they true or are they not true? But also recognizing what the really great things are about yourself. And if you don't know, text your mates and ask them, ask people what they really think about you.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
We joke sometimes that this makes me sound weird, but I love to hear about myself. What do you like about me?
I say it to Mike all the time.
I do.
But do you
not
know,
to Mike.
This is actually a little bit depressing, but do you know when I was saying at the start, sometimes my view of myself is negative as opposed to my view of my body, there was I actually said to my therapist, I've never said this out loud before, apart from other than to my therapist.
I can't wait to hear this.
No, it's actually a bit depressing.
Oh.
I said, I think I would find it easier for all of my friends to sit in a circle and say bad things about me than positive. And it's almost like my brain thinks that negatively about myself, that it would be easier for me to hear that because I would believe it more. And it's obviously something that I've done a lot of work on, and it's something that I have to work on daily to think more positively about myself. But
this is what I mean about being proud of how good of a friend you are, though, because it's mad the kind of thoughts that can enter your head, your subconscious or whatever you call it. And I think I just think you're such a great person if you do battle with that sometimes, or have done.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much anymore, but
I can. People think I'm a proper sunshiny person and I'm always dancing about and prancing around, but my brain can be a really dark place to be in, especially in different phases of my cycle. But so I guess I want to share this because if I can be in a headspace where I can think positively about myself, and I don't mean the way that I look, I mean just about who I am as a person, I feel like everyone can.
Yeah.
if you work on it. And it's been a lot of work over the last 10 years, but like I can think nicely about myself.
So we're moving on to our segment, our lovely word, segment.
What in the world? So today's customer, what are they called? Listener.
Today's customer.
Next. Today's listener said, my wedding is in 3 months. The dress needs to be let out. Any advice for negative body image?
Okay, so my first thought straight away, I think because I heard the word negative, I'm just thinking, when it comes to your wedding, do not sweat the small stuff. Mm-hmm. To me, your dress being let out with time that you've got is the small stuff. Yeah. That doesn't fucking matter.
No.
You are the energy at your wedding.
Yeah.
Your guests are as well. But as a bride and as a groom, or a bride and a bride, groom and groom, whatever, you are your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling negative and shitty, it will come across on your wedding day. Mm-hmm. I'm at weddings all the time as a wedding photographer. I spend the morning with brides and the bridal party. If you're not feeling like, if you're sweating the small stuff, that's like the best way I can put it.
Because of something so trivial. Yeah,
something so little. No one cares. No one knows.
No.
Just you. Just you and your little dressmaker knows your dress has been let out.
Yeah.
You can't bring it to your wedding.
No. Like, feel what you need to feel right now, but know that your wedding isn't about the size of your dress. You're not walking down the aisle with the size of your dress or your measurements above your head.
On your forehead.
Yeah. But like, you're generally not. And I feel like we've been into a lot of depth in this podcast for different ways you might be able to think about, you know, how you're feeling about your body image for your wedding day. But I think generally, it can't be that deep.
No, and it doesn't really matter. Your wedding day is you marrying your person.
Yeah.
That is what it is about. Mm-hmm. It is not about your dress size. It's not about, yes, we love all the little details. It's not about the aesthetic. It's not about anything. It's about you two.
Mm-hmm.
You get your friends, your family. And my best advice is just like, bring that energy.
Yeah.
Because whatever energy you bring, that is what your wedding will be and will be remembered
as. Exactly. And you do not want to look back at your wedding day thinking, I allowed myself to feel shit all day because I had to get my wedding dress let out. You would never want to let it. Weddings are too fucking expensive for one.
Yeah.
For that to be your biggest thought all day. But two, you don't want that memory for yourself.
Yeah.
And like, you keep referring to your energy. Like, if you decide that you're going to put your dress on, you're going to have your makeup done, you're going to have your hair done for your wedding, and you decide, you know what, I am so fucking stunning. You look in the mirror and say, I am fucking stunning. Look at me.
Look,
you decide that.
Me.
That's the energy you're going to bring to your day. That's the energy that's going to come across on your photos. And when you're walking down the aisle, that's what people are going to believe if that's what you think about yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, look in the mirror, say, I am fucking stunning.
Don't give it another second thought that your dress is being let out.
No.
No, that's
right.
It. Done.
Yeah. Next.
Done. Next customer.
Right. Smashed it. Okay. So thank you for listening to another episode of Two Girls in the World. We know that we're probably not really, well, we've not brought any lols today really, but.
We like a mix.
We've got to have these conversations. It's, you know, we're not always rolling about laughing and talking about fannies and sharting and stuff like that. We experience so many different things as women, and unfortunately, you know, we'd love to live in a world where body image doesn't consume a lot of our minds, but it does. I think, like, hopefully this conversation has been really helpful for people today.
Yes. Make sure you follow on the Insta.
5 stars.
5-star
rating.
5 stars
and a review.
And yeah, listen next week.
Yeah.
Don't even think about
not tuning in.
I thought you were. I didn't carry on speaking because I thought you would.
Yeah, I know.
I could see you ready. Like.
Ready to have a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Love you.